Monday night was another great night during radio's golden age of the middle 1940s. You remember how you used to sit before your old upright radio, the one with the flickering green eye, and listen to things like Cavalcade of America and the Joan Davis Show? Perhaps you listened to the Voice of Firestone, or maybe you used to listen to the squeaking door. Remember?
Romo Seltzer invites you through the creaking door for another Inner Sanctum mystery and reminds you to...
Fight! Headache! Three ways! Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer.
Good evening, friends. This is your host to welcome you through the creaking door into the inner sanctum. Come in, won't you? I'd like you to meet some new guests we've just dug up. Now, that peculiar cadaver standing off the corner by himself has a serious case of claustrophobia. Poor stiff, he just can't stand shrouds. Now, this fellow to your right was a mountain climber in life. He took his wife on an alpine hike, and while they were going up an icy slope, he cut the rope that held them together. Said he just couldn't stand being tied to one woman. And now, meet our most forgettable character, Wild-Eyed Willie. One day, Willie's ugly wife bit him. So, in anger, he buried her in the backyard. 6 months later, his homely mate came up as a dogwood tree to haunt him. Now, according to Willie, her bark is much worse than her bite.
Oh, wow. Inner Sanctum. Good program from the golden age of radio on Monday nights. It was originally called The Squeaking Door. And the first broadcast was presented on January 7th of 1941. Remember the name of the host? His name was Raymond. How he could chill us with the stories about what happened behind the creaking door. Monday night brought us one of the best radio dramatic programs on the air. It was a program devoted to adaptations of motion pictures, and it was on the air forever and ever and ever, it seemed. Started in the 1930s and continued well into the 60s. Do you remember listening to the Lux Radio Theater?
The Lux Radio Theater is proud to present Photoplay Magazine's Gold Medal Award screenplay, Valley of Decision, starring Greer Garson and Gregory Peck. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we present a play you've all been waiting for, a play that was chosen not by us, but by you of the motion picture audience. It is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer screen epic, The Valley of Decision, selected as America's favorite motion picture of 1945 in a nationwide poll made by Dr. George Gallup's Audience Research Incorporated. After tonight's performance, Valley of Decision, its stars, director, and producer, will receive Photoplay Magazine's coveted gold medal award.
Yes, sir. How well we remember those Lux Radio Theater broadcasts from Monday nights of not so long ago. And how much we looked forward to them all week long. It was great fun to be your own set designer and your own costumer, because that's what radio provided for us, the ability to make the sets and to dress the stars. And every hero was a hero in our own eyes. It was great fun being in the audience of the Lux Radio Theater. It was great fun being in the radio audience any night of the week, and particularly Monday night. Other programs which we recall fondly from Monday nights of not so long ago was a program called The Bob Hawk Show. You may remember that Bob Hawk was the host of a quiz program sponsored by Camel Cigarettes. And the top quiz question of all was called the Limac question. And Limac was Camel, spelled backwards, C-A-M-E-L-L-E-M-A-C. And they used to send cartons of Camel cigarettes to veterans' hospitals all over the country. You remember that. You remember Dr. IQ? Dr. IQ was a very big Monday night favorite. And so was the Contented program. Think now, and who sponsored the Contented Hour? Carnation. Evaporated milk. Victor Borga was on the radio on Monday nights from not so long ago. And so was the Telephone Hour, a regular Monday night feature. The popularity of the Lux Radio Theater, radio adaptations of good films, sometimes not so good films, but in our memory, all the films that Lux presented were good films. It was such a popular program that other programs of the same style developed on radio. And interestingly enough, the Screen Guild Players was often heard on Monday nights, immediately following the Lux Radio Theater. So if you were a radio listener at home, you could often get a chance to hear a double feature on radio. You might hear The Valley of Decision on the Lux Radio Theater, and then right after that, you might tune in the Screen Guild Players.
Your host, the director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Tonight, we're privileged to present one of the most beautiful plays and motion pictures of all time, Waterloo Bridge, starring Joan Fontaine and Brian Ahern. It's a dramatic love story against a background of thrilling music by Oscar Bradley's Gulf Orchestra, with Frank Tours conducting.